What will 2024 be like? That's a broad question to ponder. As usual, there'll be bad news and good news, we hope. Some of the bad news is we don't know when people will stop killing each other in the Middle East and Eastern Europe. The human race never seems to learn from its historical mistakes. Russia's Vladimir Putin, who has been president or prime minister of Russia since 1999, intends to run for president again next year and seems a shoo-in. Syria's political opponents somehow seem to come to an unpleasant end. Putin says he intends to continue Russia's special military operation against Ukraine for what he calls the denazification of that country. Putin has noticed a few cracks in the once solid Western alliance to help Ukraine fend off the Russian aggression, so why would he quit now? Another 2024 possibility I put under the bad news label, although I know some might disagree, is that Donald Trump could regain the U.S. presidency. He's made it obvious that if that happens, he will use the office for retribution and go after anyone he believes has caused him any grief. Under the banner of good news, 2024 should see some easing of interest rates, making loan payments somewhat more manageable, especially mortgages. The federal government says it will introduce a PharmaCare bill to go along with its recent Canadian dental care plan. Who knows? In 2024, the provinces, with some help from the feds, may even make some progress in improving the overall healthcare system. And wouldn't that be a ray of sunshine? That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.